Thursday, January the 9th, was one of those black days that you just as soon scratch out of your calendar. The main event of the morning was to go down and have a TV interview with Nancy Henchman of NBC, who was wrapping up the week that was with Mrs. Lyndon Johnson, a 30-minute program that's going to be aired on Sunday. And when I got into it, because the week did look so good, such a bright kaleidoscope of things happening, I was happy to agree to it without quite realizing that it involved sitting down and having a real, genuine interview, which was necessary. But that morning, I was unprepared, bone-tired, and just plain didn't want to. And I know it's going to show through in the finished product, which took place in the library downstairs with Nancy, who couldn't have been sweeter and tried more to save me and help me. Then, in the rest of the day, I read ream after ream of Ruth Montgomery's book on me. She's been most considerate in asking me to look it over, correct it for errors, and even if there were some things which I would hope that she would not use, to point those out. And on that basis, I've done it. It's a lively, interesting book. Sometime, somewhere, I hope somebody will write one with more depth about Lyndon and me. This afternoon at 4:30, there was a reception to open Blair House, which is the project of Robin Duke. Robin and Mrs. Rusk and I stood in line and received the plumbers and the painters and the paper hangers, everybody that had worked on Blair House, and I was so pleased that Robin seemed to know every one of them and what they had done, and gave me a thumbnail sketch as they went by. And then I met Mr. Katzenbach, whose wallpapers I have drooled over for years, and Mr. Scalimandri, whose fabrics have been a delight, and some of the head people of Lord and Taylor, who had very generously contributed what is called the Queen's Suite on the second floor. This house has been brought to a very lovely state of elegance by Robin Duke and her Blair House Fine Arts Committee and all the donors on the project. And I am sure it must have taken a lot of headwork and footwork on Robin's plan and it's on Robin's part. And it's a great tribute to her that she's done it so elegantly. I, too, as a temporary resident of this great white building here, am glad that the visitors, the chiefs of state from afar, have such a lovely guest house to stay in. Because otherwise, of course, they'd be right next door to me up on the second floor. I'm afraid, though, at Blair House, there's going to be one small missing link, and that is one dining room chair that won't have its needlepoint on top of it on time. All of the ladies of the cabinet, including me, agreed about 2 months ago to do a needlepoint chair seat for the dining room at Blair House. We have a whole year to do it in, but at the rate I'm progressing, mine doesn't look like it's going to be there on time. If this day has been a black day, I guess the reason is that it's just a sort of climbing down off the mountain, the release from the tension, getting rid of the State of the Union that has made it so. If it's that way with me, what must it have been like with Lyndon?